good evening and welcome everyone to the home opener for the Pioneer Wrestling Team as they welcome in the Gnome. So we're going to get started right here at 6 p.m. So Pioneers and Albany both competed at Big Lake in their opener. So girls basketball teams in action down the road in Royalton tonight. Boys play in Royalton tomorrow in their season opener. We'll be back with our first matches right after this. It's Piers and Albany in wrestling on You Are There Sports.
Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. All right, we are ready to go here as the spotlight is on over the mat here as Albany's in town tonight. Albany took on took third place at Big Lake. Piers finished ninth in that 10-team tournament. Pioneers will have some open weights tonight, so this will move along a little bit quicker than a normal match 14 weight classes would. Brian Faust is introducing tonight's lineups. And we'll be back with our first match. It'll be 106-pounder Owen Carlson against Derek Stengel.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Coors Light, Piers Co-op, Rainstorm, Johnny C's, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabilla, Piers Veterinary Clinic, DR Trucking, Sunrise Ag, Pioneer Lake Mutual, Piers Ballroom, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Modern Farm, Hennigan Insurance, Piers Eye Care, Remax, Dave Fisher, Design Electronics, Gertz Concrete, Patrick's Bar, Bootleggers Bar, Select Therapy, Lloyd Lumber, Farmers and Merchants, WPE Electric, Thielen Meats, and Aaron's Auto Body. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
This is Bo Labor, head football coach at Stillwater Area High School and a 1997 graduate of South St. Paul High School. You are listening to the high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
Okay, we've had the introductions and the national anthem, and we're ready for our first match, and it's going to be a 106-pounder. And this will be Owen Carlson. Carlson fourth in Big Lake. Derek Stengel for the Pioneers. They shake hands, and the home season is underway here under the spotlight at the MAC. As the super shot is a single leg by Stengel, and he's in behind for two. Derek working off to the left hip, trying to wing that left elbow back. Skip Toops, the head coach of the Pioneers. There's an escape for Carlson. 2-1, he's able to get up and out. And now shot in by Carlson, blocked. Both men down to their knees. Alex Evan is the head coach of the Albany Huskies. Derek Stengel, 0-2 in Big Lake. Derek is a freshman, Carlson an eighth grader. 2-1 lead here early for Derek, and we get our first stalemate here, and it'll send both young men back to the middle of the mat. Pioneers have the inflatable Go Pioneers coming in that they run through. Tried an ankle pick, did Derek. Came up a little short. Elbow drag there by Carlson is blocked, and now Carlson in deep on a single on the right leg, trying to elevate the hips. And now Stengel switching. Good scramble here. Deep waist here by Carlson. He's got that right ankle of Stengel. Hooked back, trying to suck that into his own chest. And now Derek reaches underneath the chin, stuffing the head of his opponent from Albany. And we get a stalemate. So good action. No points, but both guys taking some shots and being aggressive out there. 28 seconds remaining in the first period. 2-1 lead. Takedown for Stengel and escape for Carlson. A little pawing at the head by Derek. Now he shoots in. Good, solid double. And Derek gets his second takedown. And he's up 4-1 on Carlson now. 12 seconds left. He was really in deep and got Carlson quickly to the mat. And looks like Derek will just ride this period up. Final couple of seconds as Carlson trying to get a late escape here, but he doesn't. And that's the end of the period. 4-1 lead. For Derek Stengel, he will defer choice to Carlson, and Carlson wants to go down. So we'll get a ride attempt here by Derek Stengel. Pierce heads up to Brainerd in the Paul Bunyan for a Friday-Saturday action. And we get a caution on Derek on the early start as Carlson talks to both young men. Breaking him down on the right hip is Stengel. And tilting and coming up for a cross face. He's got those legs in on that potential Turk series here for Derek, but Carlson switching into him. Now it's Carlson elevating. Carlson coming through on a switch. He'll get a reverse. Oh, and Carlson makes it 4-3. He's got his left arm deep waist here on Derek Stengel. So Carlson now driving Stengel forward, taking him off his base. Derek's belly to the mat, trying to free that left wrist as Carlson yanks it back into a wing behind. Now he's got that arm secured, and Carlson will try and roll this double arm bar and turn the shoulders here of Stengel, and he's going to get a stop for dangerous here. Potentially dangerous to call as Carlson had both arms locked up and cranked it over, and the referee quick on the whistle alertly to avoid any injury to the young men. So 4-3 lead for Derek Stengel. But the most recent points on a reversal for Owen Carlson of Albany to make it 4-3. Carlson now riding on the left. There's a roll try by Stengel, but Carlson stays in good position behind him. Still riding. Carlson just an eighth grader. Derek a freshman. as Stangl trying to get some elevation on his hips and free that arm, but looks like Carlson wants to attack that left arm again. 45 seconds remaining, second period, 4-3 lead for Derek Stangl. He's trying to run that half around. They are right in the middle, but Derek belly to the mat here, but still Carlson trying to turn that shoulder of Stangl. 30 seconds to go. Carlson running it hard, though, but Stangl just saying, no, I'm not going to give that up. He's got the left arm torqued high over the head, trying to just increase his leverage, and the referee once again will stop it for potentially dangerous at the 18-second mark. 18 seconds to go. Second period. Carlson will have choice in the third. And there's a roll here by Stangl. But again, good balance behind here. 12 seconds to go. He's got the legs locked up of Derek Stangl. He's got that right ankle pinned up, trying to cheap tilt him. And Derek freed that arm. And Derek up and standing. He might get an escape out of this. He does. They're going to give him one at the buzzer. Good job, Derek Stangl, wrestling right to the end. And that'll give him a 5-3 lead going to the third. And they're going to go on their feet here in the third. 5-3. Derek's got a couple of good double leg takedowns here in this match so far. Two takedowns and an escape now for Derek Stangl as we start the final 2 minutes. Owen Carlson of Albany, Derek Stangl, and referee says too much hand fighting out there. Let's come back and reassess, and the referee will have a little word for the two guys talking about don't be slapping, risk an eye injury or a poke in the eye, something like that. So just a caution for both young men. Minute 40 to go. There's a shot by Stangl. He's in, but slipping out of that. Good job by Carlson. That time he was able to elude the attack of Derek Stangl. Minute 25 to go. Reaching for a knee was Carlson. Both back to their feet, and they separate again. First match of the night. Carlson in on a single. Now it's up to Stangl to defend and not give up the tying takedown here. He is draped over the back of his opponent from Albany. 107 to go, third period. And Stangl, good defensive work, and he forces a stalemate right in front of the Pioneer bench with exactly 1 minute to go. Both men on in the neutral starting spot on their feet. Stangl fought off one attack. Now he's the aggressor. He gets in on a shot. And now it's Carlson sprawled over the back of Stangl trying to fight it off. Not much of a grip there for Derek, but we're down to 40 seconds left. Carlson, and we get another stalemate at the 36-second mark. Carlson finished fourth in Big Lake. Derek didn't place. So Derek trying to come up with a nice win here. Clock running, 27 seconds left. Another nice shot by Carlson in. Carlson dumps him, though, over. Holding on to the leg to create the neutral spot is Stangl at the 17-second mark. Carlson trying to get the angle, but holding on for dear life with now 10 seconds left, and they're out of bounds. Stangl, with 9.7 seconds remaining, has a 5-3 lead. No stall warnings yet. There's a shot by Carlson, and he missed it. And that'll allow Stangl to just hold on. 2 seconds, 1 second, and Derek Stangle's got a 5-3 win. Stangl with the victory here in front of the home crowd.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in-one sauce or $5.95 boneless-in-one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95.
And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
Devin Hansen for Albany. Jacob LeBlanc for Piers as we go to 113 now. As the Pioneers get a 106 win from Derek Stangle, 5-3 to take the lead. And just underway here, LeBlanc and Hansen. They tumble off the mat in front of the scorer's table. Hansen was a fifth-place finisher in Big Lake. Jacob went 102, 1-2. He wrestled at 126 in that tournament. So he's down here at 113. So he was up a couple of weights here last week in Big Lake. 112 to go, and only one little flurry happening so far between Hansen and LeBlanc. Albany will have a full 14-man, so they're going to accept several forfeits here as this match moves along. So even though Piers is up early 3-0, in reality they're in quite a deep hole with the automatic 6 points. Just a lot of forehead-to-forehead action. Fighting for wrist control. Now they separate. 42 seconds. Both men now down to a knee, popping back up. LeBlanc back into the middle with Hansen. Kind of pulls him along. Both guy a hand behind his opponent's head. Now there's a headlock throw by Hansen. Hansen will get two. Can he turn it into back points? Devin Hansen with a headlock throw. And now it's up to Jacob LeBlanc to survive these final 12. He gets a count, so he's going to pick up some near fall late here in this period. As he leans back, 4 seconds. And there's a fall with 0.8 seconds remaining. A fall for Devin Hansen makes it 6-3 in favor of Albany.
If you're in the market for new appliances, now is the time to buy. Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics in Little Falls. There's no need to wait until the day after Thanksgiving to save huge on our GE appliances. Come in now and get Black Friday savings all this month. Save hundreds of dollars on those new GE appliances you are looking for. Stop and visit us today, as there's no better time to buy than now at Design Electronics during our GE Appliance Black Friday sale going on all this month.
Trevor Redunds against Spencer Coleman is our next matchup as we move up to 120-pounders now. Trevor third in Big Lake. 6-3 Albany. There's a shot in by Trevor, and he will secure the 2 points. Coleman here for the Huskies. It was Carson Holthaus for Albany against Trevor in Big Lake, so Trevor pinned Holthaus in the first period last week, but a different Albany Husky tonight as Trevor works on a possible tilt combination here. Minute 10 to go, and he's got that almost the exposure on the shoulders. He's getting a count. Redunds will get some near fall as Coleman only 1 foot inside the circle, but that's enough to keep that hold in place here for Trevor Redunds. Coleman pushing up on the forehead of Trevor, and they're going to get off the mat with 46 seconds. He's going to pick up 3 near fall. So it's a 5-0 lead for Trevor Redunds over Spencer Coleman. Trevor a sophomore, Coleman a freshman at their respective schools. 6-3 Albany is the team score. 5-0 the individual match score for Redunds. And there's a quick start on Trevor. He set up on the right hip and kind of jumped early across to the left side. And the referee will reset him in the middle. And Trevor will go to the left now. Grab that elbow and secure it. Picks the opposite side ankle. As Coleman trying to... looks like a cradle here being locked up by Redunds. He's almost got the cradle locked. He's going to pull him back, and the tilt comes. And there's near fall coming on a Redun's cradle in the fall. He stuck him with a cradle with 24.9 seconds left. Redun's with the win for the Pioneers.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. We all know living in Minnesota, the snow is coming. Let us let you move it with joy and enjoy it more than ever this year. So for moving it, call Lastrup, Little Rock, and Buckman locations and find out what Vernic attachment works best for you to remove that snow. Then call Piers to check out our new line of Troy-built snowblowers, as we have all sizes to fit your needs. To enjoy the snow, make sure your snowmobile is tuned up and ready to ride by calling Bill and Piers. Christmas is right around the corner too, so don't forget about those great custom-made cheese gift boxes you can make for all your family members for the upcoming holidays. Remember, we have lots of things to offer, so please call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseeggcoop.com and like us on Facebook. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
All right, we just saw a couple of quick forfeits here from the Pioneer side of things. So Albany picked up a quick 12. They're now leading 18-9. Forfeit wins for Albany at 126 and 132. Now we got Brandon Funk out there, senior. Brandon facing Peyton Crumry of Albany. And there's a reversal. Crumry with an early takedown, and Brandon evens things up. This is 138 pounds here. As now Crumry spins out of there as he got to his feet to take a 3-2 lead. We've gone 50 seconds here in the opening period. As shot attempt now, and Crumry in on a double, trying to elevate. Flips those hips over his shoulder, and now Funk trying to scramble, but Crumry gets the better of the scramble and gets the takedown. He's up 5-2 now with the escape and the takedown. 18-9 Albany with 37 seconds left in this first period, wrestling at 138. Brandon Funk out there, and they're off the mat over across the way from us here at Memorial Athletic Center. Brandon Funk takes his position in the referee's down spot. Referee pats him on the back, and Crumry gets on for the ride, and a quick sit-out try by Brandon. Crumry stays right side, a little high. 20 seconds to go. Brandon trying to stand. He's now standing, but his back facing into Crumry, trying to peel those hands out. Funk elevated and brought returned to the mat. They get a stall call on Crumry. 6 seconds to go, so that's the first stall warning. Crumry didn't get returned to the mat immediately, and the horn sounds, ending period one. Crumry up on Funk, 5-2. Choice for Peyton Crumry here. He'll defer to Brandon. And Funk looking over to the Pioneer bench for instructions, and it's going to go neutral on his feet. So it's Funk and Crumry for the second two-minute period under the spotlight. Pioneers do not have a wrestler ranked in the top 10. And it's been a long time since we've unfortunately had to say that, but they'll improve as this season goes along, and hopefully some names will get in and get some recognition out there. But Pioneers will go with what they've got this year as Funk grabbing, has his right elbow grasped, and he yanks it free. 35 seconds in, Crumry not a real serious shot, and he gets kind of caught in a front headlock here by Brandon Funk. But Brandon can't do anything with that, and both men come back to their feet and shove each other away. Slide-by throw try by Funk, and Crumry felt that coming and slipped off to the side. 1 minute to go. 5-2 lead for Peyton Crumry of Albany. Pioneers get a win by Derek Stangle, a fall for Trevor Redun's. There's a sucker drag by Crumry, and he drops right into a potential cradle, and he picks up two. He didn't get the cradle lock, but he gets the takedown, 7-2. That comes with 40 seconds to go. Now Krumrai bumping him forward. Brandon extends that right arm out in front of him. Trying to cheap tilt him here. Referee over to look. And Brandon able to get his belly back to the mat and avoid that cheap tilt near fall call. 20 seconds to go. Krumrai riding on the right side, trying to pull that shoulder through, but Brandon defending from underneath pretty well. He switches now. Funk's scrambling out. He's up. Get one, and they're going to go out of bounds. They will give Brandon the escape with 3.7 seconds left, second period. That makes it 7-3, and they will just kind of clasp hands as the second period ends. 7-3, Peyton Krumrai leading Brandon Funk after two periods, and Krumrai now will go in the referee's down position. And there's Funk grabbing that ankle. Krumrai can't escape, so now he's basing up, standing, and spinning out of there. So it's an 8-3 lead as he gets that point back on the escape for himself. Gave one up late in the second, gets one for himself early in the third. Krumrai a little lower here as Funk drops down for an ankle pick try and swiped away, but nothing but air. There's the counter move by Krumrai, and he does secure the ankle, and now he will look to get the two out of this as Brandon reaches back across Krumrai and pulls his ankle up. So right now it's a stalemate situation, but Krumrai, now he gets two as Brandon forced to give up that ankle hold, and it's 10-3 for Peyton Krumrai with a minute 5 to go. And instructions from the Albany bench cut him, and he dove back in. They will give Funk the escape there as they go out of bounds, 10-4 now, with 55.5 seconds remaining. So one more takedown here for Krumrai would put it into a major decision. Right now it's a 6-point lead, 10-4. There's the shot by Krumrai, elevating the hips of Funk, dumping him over. But Brandon, good job working to defend that underneath. He's got that ankle, both hands around that right ankle of Krumrai. Krumrai spinning, 30 seconds to go. Krumrai almost has Brandon turned on his right side. Now Brandon squaring it around a little bit more. 19 seconds remaining. There's the two, and it makes it 12-4. And now Krumrai has put it to a major decision here with 11 seconds left. And it looks like he will ride this period out. Final 4 seconds coming here. And it'll be a 12-4 win for Peyton Krumrai. It's worth 14 points. And it's now 22-9 in favor of Albany.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
All right, we've had a Will Mergen forfeit victory. Now we're up to 152. Ross Bozer for Piers. Tate Hofferth for Albany. They are just underway, and first points go to Ross Bozer on a takedown. It's team score 28-9, Huskies. 1:52 match here. Bozer with the early lead, 2-0 on Hawthorne. Referee gets the young men set. And underway, clean start. Kind of a black singlet with purple and white highlights for Albany. The black, red, and gray for the Pioneers. As Bozer buries his forehead into the tricep of Hofferth. Hofferth wide base underneath. Now comes to a knee, stands. If he can peel his hands out, lifted and returned powerfully to the mat by Bozer. And Ross staying in control there. And it is still 2-0. Bozer with 46 seconds left. A win for Derek Stangle, 5-3, and a fall for Trevor Redunds, the Pioneer, 9 points so far. Off the mat quickly again with 41 seconds remaining. Ross, a junior. Tate Hofforth is a junior as well. Spinning, and Hofforth will reverse Ross out of that quick start. So he scores with just under 35 seconds left to equalize it, 2-2. And now trying to pick that elbow out, reaching up for a possible cross face on Ross. Hofforth jumps over to Ross's left side. But Ross keeping that right arm tucked underneath, not giving that arm bar up. 4 seconds left, and this period will end tied at 2. There's the horn. 2-2 score here after 2 minutes of wrestling between Tate Hofforth of Albany and Ross Bozer Pierce. A deferral for Hofforth, and Ross chooses down. Bozer adjusts the shoulder straps on the singlet. Now he's ready to go. And Hofforth maintains his balance behind. Spinning off to his right is Ross Bozer. Hofforth looks like he's got that left arm in a half Nelson, cranking that over. Hofforth almost to near fall position, and he flips Ross to his back. This could get tight here. Count is on as Hofforth chest to chest, and there's the fall with a minute 35 to go. He got the leverage and flipped him over, and Hofforth with the fall in the second period, and it's 34-9 Albany.
Are you wanting the hottest new Verizon phone but are just a little hesitant to make the switch? Maybe it's the thought of transferring all your info over, or maybe it's just learning something new. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics in Little Falls. I'm inviting you to stop in and let us help you out with everything Verizon. We make getting your new Verizon device easy and painless. We do all we can to make sure that you leave or start with what you want and set up how you like it. For the latest phones and devices and the best customer experience, visit us today at Design Electronics on the east side of Little Falls.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, next up, Riley Hoskins against Hunter Tate. This is being wrestled at 160 pounds. No points yet. Pretty good action, though. Both guys taking some shots. There's a fireman's try by Tate, blocked by Riley. Tate still in on the right leg. Now he swings that ankle, could not secure it. Now we get a scramble, and the knee comes at an awkward angle, and the referee quickly blows the whistle. 1:10 to go, opening period. No score. Hoskins and Hunter Tate. Not many matches left here, as Pioneers will have a couple of openings yet, and we're up to only 5 matches after this, as there's just a bull rush takedown by Riley over on the Albany side of the mat. And Tate went right to his side, did not go to his back, but he did give up the two. Those are the first points, and it comes at the 46-second mark. 2-0 lead, Riley Hoskins. We'll see Mason Zajac yet, Tanner Young, Brandon Schlegel. And that'll be it. I think three more matches after this. The rest will be open. In on the waist, and they tumble out again. No points, just a simple out-of-bounds call. Referee checks with Tate, and he was not on the starting line there, so he gets a caution out of that. And Hoskins takes the base away and goes right in on the deep waist. Now puts his head into the left tricep of Hunter Tate. And just slowly driving him across the mat here. 22 seconds remaining. Hoskins with a first period takedown. The only points here in our 160 match. 14 to go. Half Nelson try by Hoskins, and they step outside the circle. 10.4. Black mat here with Pierce. Or I should say Pioneers, across the side, and the big Pioneer logo in the middle. And it looks like Riley is going to lead 2-0 as the elevation and the return with a second left, and there's the horn. 2-0 Hoskins after 2 minutes. Hunter Tate of Albany, Riley Hoskins of Pierce going at it. And a good start, quick spin, and that's a quick reversal there. Tate with an explosion out of the bottom position to start. And he's going to try and untie this one. 2-2 now. Hoskins driving forward, trying to take Hunter Tate's balance away from him. And happened just about 15 seconds into the second period here. He's got Hoskins all spread out. Both men not much of a scoring position, so the referee calls for a stalemate here. Minute and a half to go. Looks like Hunter will start on the left hip of Riley. And a sit-out try by Hoskins. Switching, and he's going to get the reverse. Good job by Riley. And now Tate is up and out quickly. 4-3. So we're seeing a lot of good action here. And now Tate on the attack. No takedown as they scramble now, too, as he got that arm around the waist. And it is 5-4 Hunter Tate with his first lead of the night. The escape and the ensuing takedown. 1 minute to go in the second. I don't think we're done scoring yet by any means. Near the edge, both guys with a knee outside the circle, and now everybody's toes outside as well, and the whistle sounds. Tate up 5-4. Seconds left. Riley switching again, coming around, reaches back for the head, but Tate pushes that left arm of Riley away. Now he goes after a half. 42 seconds remaining in the second period. Hunter Tate of Albany leading Riley Hoskins of Pierce 5-4. Getting in good balance behind him is Hunter Tate, not allowing Riley to get anything going. Breaking him back down to the mat. 22 seconds remaining. One knee down to the mat for Riley. 1 foot planted. Riley now almost up and out. Riley turns the faces and he's away to tie it. 5-5 with 13 seconds left. Now Hoskins shoots. Scramble over on the edge. 5 seconds to go. And there's a takedown for Hoskins with 2 seconds left. Riley scores late in the period to go up 7-5, good match here going. Our best action-packed match of the night so far going on between Hunter Tate of Albany, Riley Hoskins of Pierce, and Hoskins starts in the down spot, and now He's going to give up the optional start escape point to Riley. So that makes it 8-5 in favor of Riley. Coach instructing Tate that that's the strategy they wanted to go with. 8-5 lead for Riley Hoskins. Here's a shot in on a single by Hunter Tate. Defended, and Tate slipped and fell right to his back, and jumping on the chance is Riley Hoskins. Hoskins has it tight. Hoskins trying for a big fall here. Riley, what? Now he's getting high. Still, Hoskins, though, over the chest of Hunter Tate. Referee right down there, cheek to the mat looking. Riley trying to square himself up and use as much of his weight and leverage as he can. 1:15 to go. And there's the fall. Riley Hoskins with a fall in the third period. Good job by Riley to pick up six.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, we're underway here at 170. This is Mason Zajac for the Pioneers. Peyton Lynn for Albany. Lynn secures a quick takedown. And with a minute 24 to go, it is 2-0 for the Albany Husky. Peyton is senior, as is Mason Zajac. A fall by Riley Hoskins makes it 34-15 Albany. That was an interesting match because Hunter Tate took a shot, kind of got off balance, and one little flip, and he was on his back, and the good finish there by Riley. He had Hunter Tate on his back for about 35 seconds before finally hearing the slap of the mat. And now it's Peyton Lynn with a wing on the left arm of Mason Zajac, who switched from basketball to wrestling this winter. He's in trouble here as Lynn's got that arm cranked over, and now he flips Mason to his back, and this is going to get tight for Peyton Lynn. 38 seconds left as Zajac trying to fight from underneath here, and Peyton Lynn trying to finish things off here and get that pin back. They're right in the middle of the mat, and there's the slap of the mat with 23 seconds left. Peyton Lynn with a first period fall.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
Tanner Young's match just underway here over Porter Complin of Albany. Tanner in on a quick takedown here, and he's got Complin on his back. And that happened early here in the first. This is 182. Tanner was the only finalist the Pioneers had in Big Lake. He finished second to Tyson Meyer of Minnewaska. He's got that left arm of Complin extended. Tanner's left arm under the chin of his opponent. 58 seconds left, so a ton of time. And the referee there looking. This could be over pretty soon. We're going to hear a slap, I think, as Young just settling in. As Tanner a little bit on his left hip, crawls up a little bit more. Now Complin gets to his base. And Tanner Young, though, still with that half in, trying to turn again. So he gets the five on the takedown and the near fall. Good job by Porter Complin to get off his back. But now he's back there again with 20 seconds and hearing the count. 15 seconds left in a first period. That's been all Tanner Young so far. Draped over the chest of his opponent from Albany, and there's the fall with 7 seconds left. Tanner Young with the fall.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Brandon Schlegel out there now for the Pioneers against Will Blattner of Albany. 195-pound match. 40-21 Albany following Tanner Young's fall in the late first period over Porter Coplin of Albany. Spinning away, I don't think there's been any points yet. It says 5-0. I think it's 0-0. As we go under a minute, it is 0-0. The highly alert Corey Egan on the adjustment there. A lot of hand fighting out in the middle between Blattner and Schlegel right now. Pioneers head up to the Paul Bunyan Tournament tomorrow night and Saturday. Their annual trek. Neither guy has taken a real serious shot yet. They'll come in and kind of look for a little bit of an opening and not satisfied, and they'll separate and re-engage. 23 seconds left. Schlegel stepping into Blattner. Blattner's heels out near the far circle and back. They reestablish in the middle with 13 seconds to go. There's the first shot, and it's by Schlegel, and it's blocked as Albany coaching staff yelling, score, score late, but nothing happens. They are back on their feet, and the horn sounds with nary a point put up on the board. There were more points taken off the board than were put on the board. Schlegel will choose down. I think this is the last match of the night. I think Pioneers are open at 220 and 285. Here's the start. Schlegel trying to escape here, and he's turned into his opponent, Blattner, reaching for the left knee. Blattner still in over the back of Brandon. Still that scramble. Schlegel. Spinning, and now he's got both arms in on the knee of Blattner. Blattner picks that ankle. Brandon extends the left leg. 1:30 to go. Still no points yet. Will Blattner now establishing better position off the left hip side of Brandon Schlegel. Will Blattner. Both these young men are seniors. And now Brandon peeling that right arm free after Blattner had almost cranked that over and exposed the shoulders. But Brandon being ridden here. He started in the down position. Now he's up, but almost kicked his way out of there. But returned to the mat here by Will Blattner. 0-0 with 50 seconds left in the second period for Schlegel and Blattner. Brandon crawling to his knees and pulling the hips back was Blattner reaching up for, and not quite the cross face. He just kind of got his hand on the shoulder. Now a cheap tilt here. And did he get any points? He got a, yeah, he's getting a count. So I think he got a two count. Well, maybe a couple of one counts. I don't think he got any points. Now he will. Now he's tightening it up a little bit. Blattner with Schlegel on his left side and almost over, and it is a fall with 11 seconds left. A second period fall by Will Blattner.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Cerebacco, Ken's Cans, Red Rooster, Piers Sanitation, IP Concrete, Bob's Lumber, Lashes Auto Center, Premier Construction, Becker Screen Printing, Brickyard Bar, Lochner Plumbing, Little Falls Radio, Gruber Custom Painting, Campier Financial, Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor, Vicky's Veterinary Service, MP Barrett Trucking, Subway, Shogun, Rich Prairie Livestock, Smoothies Oil, Piers Service, Piers Foods, Vernon, Pat Watercott, and Bud Light. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
Well, as expected, the Pioneers open at the final two weights, so this match has come to its conclusion, and the final score tonight is Albany 58, Piers 21. Pioneers pick up three falls and a decision for their 21 points. And the Pioneers were open at five weights, so that's an automatic 30 they're giving up right out of the chute, and that's just something they'll have to battle through this year. But it started with a nice win for Derek Stangl at 5-3 over Owen Carlson, and then it was Devin Hansen putting Albany ahead with a fall over Jacob LeBlanc. Huskies led 6-3. Trevor Redun's got the lead back with a first period fall over Spencer Coleman of Albany. And the Pioneers led 9-6, but then Albany picked up back-to-back forfeit wins at 126, Dustin Schmidt, and then at 132, Connor Winkles, and it was 22-9 after that point. A major decision win for Peyton Crumry of Albany. He defeated Brandon Funk 12-4. That made it 22-9. Another open weight for the Pioneers happened at 145. That was a win for Will Mergen to make it 28-9. Tate Hofferth earned a second period fall over Ross Bozer to make it 34-9. Riley Hoskins with an exciting win, a fall late in the third over Albany's Hunter Tate to make it 34-15. Peyton Lynn with a fall over Mason Zajac in the first made it 40-15. Tanner Young picked up a fall over Porter Copland to make it 40-21. And then Will Blattner of Albany, a second period fall over Brandon Schlegel, 46-21. And then with two open weights at 220, 285, Jacob Adrian and Nick Bushman had their hands raised by way of forfeiture win tonight over the Pioneers. So the final goes 58-21, Albany.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota.
They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Henneken Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Pier.
All right, we are back at the Memorial Athletic Center where the home portion of the Pioneer season gets underway tonight with Albany in town. Huskies will leave town, 58-21 victors. Head coach Skip Toops joins me here. And coach, tonight folks got a look at the Pioneer lineup here. And let's first of all start with Big Lake. Your thoughts on the team's performance there and what you brought here tonight against Albany?
Well, I mean, you know, we're a little light. There's probably a lot of guys walking in those hallways that could be on this team, but we're focusing on the guys we have in the room, and you know, we've had a little bad luck with injury. You know, we have our 145 pounder, who, tough sophomore, and dislocates his elbow in Big Lake. I thought we competed well in Big Lake. I thought, you know, our first time out, you know, we weren't in the shape we needed to be. There's a lot of things we got to clean up, and we're a young team. We're an inexperienced team. You know, and looking at tonight, I appreciated the way they fought. You know, there's three matches tonight, and we'll get into a little more. There's three matches tonight that we got pinned in that I thought, hey, we can win this match. You know, we were right in it, and we got caught in a position, and we got to learn how to win that position, you know. So
I thought Derek Stangle came back. He beat a kid that finished fourth at Big Lake. Derek didn't place there, but a nice win for Derek to get you started tonight.
Yeah, you know, Derek, we talked about him at Big Lake. When he was at Big Lake, his first varsity event, you know, he's not an overly big six-pounder, but it doesn't really matter. When Derek's his best, he's offensive. He attacks. He gets to the legs. And he didn't do that in Big Lake. He didn't take many shots. But tonight, he got after it. He got offensive. He got takedowns, and he got the win. You know, he scored a big escape then in the second period, you know, to separate that match. And you can take neutral and beat the guy in your best position.
Is the 113 with Jacob LeBlanc one of those you thought that maybe later on in the season that could turn around?
Definitely. You know, I mean, Jacob wrestled 126 last week at Big Lake. Now, he was a very small 126, you know, but first time down at 13, and that kid took fifth, I want to say, at Big Lake last week, and might have been fourth, but fifth. And Jacob is one heck of a wrestler, you know, and there's a few things we got to tighten up. You know, you go an underhook and a collar tie, and a guy that wants to throw and you dig deep underhook and collar tie, he can throw you, you know, and so we got to tighten up that position a little bit, maybe get inside tie with an underhook. But really, you know, we wrestled about a minute and a half, and we didn't take a shot, and Jacob has a great leg attacks, great finishes, and that's when he's at his best. So we got to be offensive.
Then a guy that came out at 120, a guy you're going to count on to get some points when if you're going to be giving up points in open weights, you're going to need to maximize some guys' points opportunities, and Trevor's one of those guys, and he did that with a first period fall for you.
Yeah, you know, Trevor gets out there, and he's a gamer, and he shows it every single time. Very good wrestler. You know, as it goes on our team, he's one of the most experienced guys. Has a lot of matches under his belt, and I'd put him up against anybody in the state.
Yep. Brandon Funk at 138 came out, and Brandon's had kind of a slow start for you, I think, but he'll pick it up. We know what certainly he's capable of done. He's got that past resume where we know how good he's going to be, and maybe the results aren't there right now, but he's going to pile up some wins for
you. I don't know what it is, but it always takes Brandon a little bit to get rolling in the year. You know, I want to say my 3 years here, and Brandon, you know, he's had good finishes at the end of the year, and heck, last year he was about a 2-1, 3-1 match away from making the state tournament, you know, and he's probably up a couple weight classes than where he needs to be, but, you know, I want to say each of the last 3 years, he started off the year about 0-2, 0-3, you know, and then he starts pouring it on, you know, and he's a guy that gets better with time and better with mat time, and so we just got to pour it on and get after it, I'm not worried about where he is right now. I know where he'll be at the end of the year. Hopefully we can accelerate that process.
Then you ran into a stretch where you do have five straight weights filled, starting with Ross Bowles. You ran into a really tough kid in this Tate Hoffert that's really put together.
Yeah, you know, in Albany, you can tell they lift weights.
Yeah.
Man, you can tell those guys, they're put together, they get after it. You know, and Ross, he went out there, he got a great leg attack, took him down, he's wrestling tough. And, you know, he went looked like he went for a Grammy, and the guy had a half. Well, we all know that you can't let the guy behind your arms, underneath your armpits when you're hitting a Grammy. And you know, you could obviously tell that they had practiced that, and they were working how to defend it. You know, and that was a guy we had lost to him last week. You know, and that was a match I thought, hey, you know what? We can turn this match around if Ross wrestles like I know Ross can. And you know what? He went out there that first period. He wrestled like I know he can, and he got after it. And, you know what? We got in a position that we shouldn't have been in. We'll learn from that. We'll get better. And the next time we wrestle him, that won't happen.
If one of these matches of this duel tonight with Albany was going to be on SportsCenter tonight, I think it'd be the 160 match with Riley Hoskins, Hunter Tate. Tate took a late third shot, got a little out of balance, and Riley jumped on the opportunity to finish.
Yeah, well, you know, that's another matchup from last week, and he was taking us down over and over again, and he ended up pinning us. You know, and this was a match I thought we could turn around. You know, you talk to the guys, hey, you wrestled him last week, you know what he does, get after him. And Riley, hey, when he's offensive, when he's moving, you know, he can be as good as anybody out there. You know, I've seen Riley wrestle, you know, guys ranked high in the state and go nose-to-nose with them and come close to knocking them off and beat really good kids. And that's what he did tonight. He went out there and he got to his leg attacks. He got to his offense. And he looked great. And you know what? That guy got in on his leg and, you know, throw a little bit of a three-quarter Nelson in there and, boom, pop him right over to his back and put him away.
And one guy that will be in your lineup here this year, hopefully he'll stay there, 170 Mason Zajac, over from the basketball team. I think he started young as a wrestler and had tried basketball, and now he's back with a wrestling
program. Well, you know what, he's got good stock. You know, he comes from, you know, it's one of our
Zajac
assistant coaches.
Zajac isn't a bad wrestling name.
Jesse Zajac is his younger brother. And you know what, one thing you know about Mason is everything he does 100%.
Yep.
You know, and he's been a lot of fun to have. He's a great student. He's a hard worker. He's a respectful
great
kid.
Great attitude.
Awesome. You know, this is his first varsity match ever. Yep. He went out to a JV event last week when we were at Big Lake, and, you know, he went 2-1 and probably could have won all three, but, you know, it's a learning process. He's figuring it out there, and he ran into a tough senior tonight. You know, that kid's a good wrestler, and that kid's been wrestling his whole life, and I expect good things from Mason this year.
Tanner Young comes out. He had a second-place finish for you at Big Lake. He was your only finalist, and, you know, he was not able to finish the football season with, a little bit of a knee issue here that kind of ended his season short. But back out there now this winter, and a nice fall for you in his match here, your last win of the night, as it turns out. But Tanner was very aggressive and just kind of dominated that one.
Yeah, you know, Tanner stepped it up a notch this year on the wrestling mat. The way he works in the practice room is impressive. When he goes out there, he attacks, he's offensive. You know, and last week, you know, he went toe-to-toe. Toe-to-toe with the state champ, you know, undefeated state champ. He lost 11-3, but, you know, he was trading.
He wasn't getting tossed around.
No,
the gym,
he was trading bows and getting after it. And you know what? I expect big things from him this year, you know.
Yep. And then your last match was senior Brandon Schlegel out there. And I remember it was just a couple of years ago, maybe down in, I think it was up in Perham in the individuals. He won his first career varsity match, and now here he is, you know, his senior year back out there and faced another tough kid. You see some of these names you're familiar with, and this Will Blattner, he looks like he'll be a hand. He'll win a lot of matches for Albany this year, but Brandon's going to win several matches as well. He's going to more than hold his own.
You know, I expect him to, and I expect a really good year. He's put a lot of time in the offseason. You know, he's another one of those kids, a great kid, great student, hard worker. You know, he's still a little raw in a few positions. If we did it again, I want him to go on his feet. He really wanted to go down. He's got a really nice grab. He's got good movement, but, you know, all of a sudden you get your hips in the wrong position, you get caught in the bad, you know, and we got to bridge better than that, though. You know, Brandon's a great kid, and he works hard. We got to dig our toes in, bridge and rip, and he'll get better as the year goes on. It's all about mat time, mat experience.
What message would you give to kids that are maybe still toying with the idea of, you know, hey, there's some openings there. I might, if I'm not involved in anything, I might want to try this wrestling sport here. How do you convince a kid to maybe come out that has never tried it? You know, it's not something he ever says, you gotta wrestle when you're in second, third grade to be, you know, hey, you can come out. I don't care.
You know, the key with any program, the key is numbers, right? And we want guys filling that room. And you know, when you look at it, we had a middle school team go up to Brainerd tonight, and fifth through eighth graders, and we had, I want to say we sent 29 kids up there.
Okay.
You know, most of those kids are fifth, sixth, and seventh grade. You know, we got about 2 8th graders. But, you know, wrestling is a great sport. I think everybody should try the sport of wrestling. You know, I mean, we do have open spots. It is hard work. The best thing.
Does it make it tough in the wrestling room to practice? I mean, to find partners for guys?
Yeah, I mean, it can be difficult at times. A lot of times the guys are wrestling each other, but we try to mix it up a little bit. But you know what I mean? It's hard work. You know, supported wrestling is not the easiest thing in the world. I always tell these guys that are in there that are working hard.
You don't play wrestling.
No, they got something to be proud of. You know, there's not a lot of guys, not everybody in this world can step in that practice room and work their butts off and sacrifice and be committed and do what they do, whether they win or lose. You know, they'll be winners in life. You know, they learn determination. They learn work ethic. They, you know, it's
overcome adversity.
Exactly. Yep.
And then tomorrow, final thought here, you head up your annual trek to Brainerd and the Paul Bunyan for that two-day individual.
Yeah, you know, I think we'll compete well. I think, you know, look, tonight, we competed well tonight. You know, I mean, you got some guys that will compete for a spot in the finals, you know, like Trevor and Tanner. And, and you got other guys that are going to compete for places in you know, on the podium. And you got some guys to get some experience. But, you know, there's all levels of competition there. And I know we'll compete. I expect us to wrestle well. And I expect us to – I expect every guy we put in the tournament – to have the ability to take home a medal or finish on the podium and
to represent well.
Exactly. And there's no reason we can't do that, and we'll have some fun doing it.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
I appreciate it.
That is head coach Skip Toops as Albany defeats Pierce tonight 58-21.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. We all know living in Minnesota, the snow is coming. Let us let you move it with joy and enjoy it more than ever this year. So for moving it, call Lastrip, Little Rock, and Buckman locations and find out what Vernic attachment works best for you to remove that snow. If you live in town or need something smaller in scale, stop in or call Piers to check out our new line of Troy-built snowblowers, as we have all sizes to fit your needs. To enjoy the snow, make sure your snowmobile is tuned up and ready to ride by calling Bill and Piers. Christmas is right around the corner too, so don't forget about those great custom-made cheese gift boxes you can make for all your family members for the upcoming holidays. Remember, we have lots of things to offer, so please call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseeggcoop.com and like us on Facebook. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers! Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
Final score tonight, Albany 58, Pierce 21 in wrestling. Pioneers head to Brainerd. They'll start first round of individual action tomorrow night at the Paul Bunyan, and a full day of action on Saturday up in Brainerd. The girls' basketball team is about to tip off in Royalton about 7:15. Pioneers 3-1 on the season. And they'll be back here tomorrow night taking on Zimmerman in a return to Granite Ridge action. The Pierce Pizzazz dance team is in action tonight. They are underway competing in Foley tonight. And the boys' basketball team will finally get their season underway. They will be in Royalton tomorrow night 7:15. That's our next broadcast here on You Were There Sports as the boys will get their 2019-20 season underway in Royalton tomorrow night at 7:15. Again, it's Albany winning tonight 58-21 over Pierce in Granite Ridge Conference Wrestling, and you heard it live here on your home for Pioneer Sports. You Are Their Sports. We'll see you tomorrow night in Royalton, everybody, for boys basketball on You Are Their Sports.